my fort has like invisible powers.
Your fort has invisible powers?
And it gives me invisible powers so you guys can't see me. That's why you were looking under blankets and you couldn't see me.
Oh, I love that. So you have like a force field that's invisible inside the fort? Saskia, I wanted to talk to you today. We're still doing Strange Time, the story. And I wanted to talk to you today and just ask you a couple questions. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what day is it today?
Sunday.
Sunday, and it's a special day, right?
Father's Day.
That's right. And I wanted to just...
Yeah, Father.
Oh, thank you. And I wanted to ask you about, just about our stories and stuff. Like, what's it been like to be a part of all these stories, to tell them and to listen?
I like it.
And what do you like most about it?
I like that COVID's here because then we get to share it and still ask kids questions.
You like sharing. Why?
Because it's fun that we could actually, even though we're really far away, and some of us is in different cities or countries or whatever, we could still tell people stuff.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
On Twitter too. Yeah, that's right. Now this story is about time. What is time? What do you think time is?
It means like it's really time means like you've been in a place and then after a few minutes its time has passed.
Do you think it's possible to go to a different time?
No. Only in this story.
Do you think we'll ever figure that out? That scientists...
Maybe when I'm like old.
Maybe when you're old? Yeah. And if you could go back to a time...
When I'm a kid, that would be very nice. Like when I'm 6, like I am now.
So when you're a grown-up, you might want to come...
Back to when I'm 6.
And what would you say?
I would say, can I go back to when I'm 6? Because I really hope... I just want to see how it feels like to have another kid.
Talk to the kids now. There's a lot of kids that are listening. Is there anything you want to know from those kids? Maybe they can send you messages.
How old are you and what are your names? What's your favorite chapter? And what's your favorite color? And what's your favorite episode of stories? Can you flip my blanket?
Yeah.
Hey, when I'm done, turn it off.
Yeah, for sure. Dr. Humphreys had arranged the wires in a different way. He had climbed up the wires like a big spider and attached new wires to it and other wires and different wires to make the time tunnel go back to Rachel's time so she could get back in the wall. Dylan was helping and he understood what to do. He was a smart boy and he ran around attaching wires and fastening things to the wall and attaching new wires and lights, and it glowed brightly. Sonia was sitting with Rachel in her lap holding her because Rachel was scared. Finally, Dr. Humphreys said, I think it's ready. Are you ready to go home? Yes, I am ready. I am ready. Dylan threw his arms around her and gave her a big hug. Said, hey, when you get back, try and find me so we can be friends. I won't remember you because it'll be a year earlier. It'll be before I met you. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, it is crazy. Okay, let's try. Everybody put on dark sunglasses because the light was going to be so bright. Dr. Humphreys went to the wall where there was a huge switch. And with both hands, he pushed the switch down. The lights got dark. And then the web started shaking with energy. And it glowed and light shot down the web, right to the middle of the web, and then it glowed green, really bright. And Dr. Humphrey said, "It's very powerful, so be careful. And go forward towards it and look in and tell me if you see it, where you came from." Rachel tiptoed over to the bright light. It was so bright she could barely see. She couldn't really see in. She was getting closer and closer and closer to the light. So close she could feel it pulling her, like she could fall into the light. She was trying to be so careful. She got closer and closer and closer. And right before she got her nose to it, she saw a flash of teeth and a tail fly up in the air. And she tried to get away, but the energy sucked her in. And then she was falling through the sky to the ground, and she landed in the hard, red sand. She looked around. The sand was red, and the sky was blue. It was very hot. There were no trees at all. She was in a desert. And all around her were the bones of a giant animal.
Where is she?
She heard a whistling sound in the sky. And something landed beside her. That something said, "Ow!" And she looked down. It was Dylan. She said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Well, I saw you get pulled in and I didn't want you to be alone. So even though my father was yelling at me to stop, I jumped after you into the light so I could keep you company." She said, "Wow, that's really nice. Where are we?" Dylan looked around. He looked at the giant bones. He said, "Rachel, have you ever seen bones that big in your whole life?" She said, "No." He said, "Well, I have. That one time we went to the dinosaur museum." "Oh, did you say dinosaur?" "I did. Do you think we went back in time to the dinosaur time?" "I hope not. Well, I saw something in the light right before I got sucked in. I thought I saw teeth." They could hear something walking. They got really low to the ground. And they got behind some rock, and they could see far, far away the biggest animal they'd ever seen in their whole life. It was a brontosaurus. Huge animal with the longest neck they'd ever seen, and a big body. It was slowly walking, and it was making these other noises.
They went back where the dinosaurs lived.
I think that's a brontosaurus. They're gentle dinosaurs. They didn't eat other animals. They just ate plants. He's probably looking for some plants. They walked a little closer to the dinosaurs. "Be careful. Be careful. We don't want it to step on us. The dinosaur walked on. It was so big. It was as big as 10 houses high and 15 houses wide, and its neck stretched high up into the air. Dylan said, "Do you want to ride on the dinosaur?" Rachel was scared. Dylan climbed up its tail and climbed up its back, and the dinosaur was so big it didn't even notice. Rachel climbed after, and they were so high up on his back they could see as far as they could ever see in the whole world. He could see over all the hillsides. And then Dylan saw it. Something was coming towards them. Something that was running. Something that didn't look nice at all. Rachel, do you see that? Do you see what's coming?
What is it?
I think it's a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
What is that?
It was a huge dinosaur, big, taller than even the Brontosaurus, but it had big, sharp teeth and mean-looking eyes and a long tail that was quickly switching from side to side. And it was walking, it was running on its two back legs. It was running, it was running, it was running. The Brontosaurus saw it too, and do you know what the Brontosaurus did? It started running away. But the Tyrannosaurus was faster and it was catching up. And Dylan and Rachel were afraid they were all going to be eaten. The Tyrannosaurus was running closer and closer and closer. The Brontosaurus was running away, but it wasn't too fast. What was going to happen? Oh no, it's going to get us. It's going to get us. The Tyrannosaurus jumped through the air with its mouth open, ready to bite. Just before its mouth closed on Dylan and Rachel, there was a green flash of light. And when Rachel opened up her eyes, she was back in Dr. Humphrey's lab. Are you okay? I almost lost you. Yeah, we were back in the dinosaur time. Wow, said Sonia. She was holding Dylan with her arms wrapped tight around him, and she was rocking back and forth. He was crying a little bit. He was a bigger kid, but he was still just a little boy, and he got really scared. Rachel didn't have anyone to wrap her arms around her. And she missed her mama and papa even more. Rachel looked back at Dr. Humphreys and said, "We have to try again." Dr. Humphreys said, "I don't know. That was so dangerous. Maybe I'm not very good at this at all." Rachel said, "I want to go home. I want my mother and I want my father, and you have to send me back." Dylan looked at his father. "We have to try, Dad." He said, "Okay, we'll try again tomorrow." That's the end of chapter 8.
Wait, chapter 9. What happens if she gets eaten? And in the back in time, and then she comes back.
I think if she got eaten, she would just be eaten because she couldn't come back. So it's still really dangerous. But I think that's a really good question that you're thinking about how time works. Rachel had a really hard time sleeping that night. She could hear Dr. Humphreys working in his lab in the house. It was in the garage, and Dr. Humphreys was drilling things, and he was ratcheting things together. And you could hear him talking to himself, murmuring, like, trying to figure out a way to get Rachel back. So as she listened to him, there was a little bit of light from the street outside through her window. And when cars would pass, the headlights from the cars would pass by her window. And they'd make strange shapes on the walls. And to her, when she saw the strange shadow shapes, they looked like dinosaurs walking along her wall. And she knew it wasn't real dinosaurs, that it was just shadows from the car headlights. She still just felt so scared and so alone. And she was lying on the floor of her, what used to be her bedroom, but was now an office. And she felt so lonely. "Hey, what are you doing? Can I come in?" Dylan was at the door. Yeah. He came and sat down on her bed on the floor. Said, are you okay? She said, well, that was a pretty hard day today, eh? Yeah. Were you scared when you saw the dinosaur running towards us? I was so scared, were you? Yeah, I was scared too. You know what, I like watching scary movies, said Dylan. Rachel said, I don't. Rachel, and then Dylan said, I like being scared watching scary movies, but today when the dinosaur was coming for real, I didn't like that at all. Yeah, me neither. Are you doing okay? Dylan said. Rachel said, well, pretty lonely without my mama and my papa. Dylan said, do you want me to lie with you tonight? She said, yeah. So Dylan lay down beside her. And he put his hand on her shoulder like this. And then they both fell asleep. She felt a little bit better with him there, and they both fell asleep. She woke up in the morning and Sonia, Dylan's mom, was standing over them. She said, how about a nice big breakfast of pancakes? Okay. So they sat at the breakfast table and it felt like they were all a family and they ate pancakes. And still, Rachel was missing her family and wondering if her baby brother was a good boy or a bad boy or a nice boy or a funny boy. She had never met him before, and now he was almost 1 year old. And she wondered what he was like and hoped that she would meet him soon. Finally, when they were done, Dr. Humphrey said, I worked all night on the time machine. And I'm not sure, but I think I found a way to control it so I can send you back. And I can send you back right where we were, but not so far back that there's dinosaurs. I think I can send you a year back.
So Dylan would not be there.
Dylan would not be there. And so we got ready with the time machine. And everybody stood back and they had to put on sunglasses because it was so bright. They threw a switch on the wall and the wires started buzzing. The machine started turning. And it got louder and louder and brighter until there was a window in the middle of the room. Dylan and Rachel, Sonia, were holding hands as they walked towards it. Sonia went ahead because she was a grown-up, and Dr. Humphreys had to work the machine so he could go. Sonia looked first. I see the house. I see our house. What does it look like? Oh, it's nice. There's different colors. But I don't see anybody inside it, but I think it's the right place. Do you want to go through? I should go first, said Sonia. And then Dr. Humphrey said, no, there's not enough power. Every single time a person goes through, it almost closes the window. So I think if it's okay, Rachel should go. Dylan said, I'm going with her. He said, no, you can't go with her. He said, well, I want to make sure she's okay and then I'll come back. So, Rachel started reaching through the window. It wasn't as strong as the last time. It didn't pull her in. And it was like when she stepped through, it felt like to her like she was stepping into water. The temperature was a little different and it felt like when she put her foot through the window to step through, felt like she was stepping into a water time. She stepped through and she looked around. She couldn't quite remember all the colors in the house. She thought maybe it was not quite right. It was different. It wasn't quite right. She started walking. There didn't seem to be anybody home. Dylan was suddenly behind her. He put his hand around her hand and they started walking. And he looked down one hallway. There was nothing there. He looked down another hallway. There was nothing there. And finally they walked up to a picture on the wall. Family picture. Dylan was ahead of Rachel, so he looked first. He said, "Oh my God." Rachel said, "What?" He said, "Look at this." Rachel looked. It was a family in the picture, but it wasn't her family. There was something familiar about it. She looked really closely. There was a man and a young man and a young lady. And then there was a really old man. And he had a blue beard. And there was a old lady with purple hair. And Dylan said, "Rachel, do you recognize? Look at the boy. Look at the man there." She looked at him and she thought, "Well, I think I know this man, but I don't know who it is." Dylan said, "That's me. We're in the future. We went ahead in time. And look at the picture of me. I'm a man now. That's what I look like when I'm a man." And Rachel said, "Oh, you look nice." And Dylan said, "I guess so. Look how old my father and mother are. They look so old. It's probably 30 years in the future."
That's so silly.
Yeah. And they turned around and they stepped back through the window, and instead of stepping into water, it felt like they were stepping into air when they stepped through the window. Sonia could tell by looking at them that it hadn't done well. She said, "Well, what's wrong?" And Dylan started laughing and said, "When you're an old lady, you're going to have purple hair." And she laughed and she said, "What are you talking about?" And Dylan said, "We didn't go back into the past. We went into the future." Dr. Humphreys was interested in what they were saying, but he was also feeling a little sad. He sat down at the table and he said, "I don't know what I'm doing." Sonia sat beside him and said, "What you've done is amazing. You sent people to the future for the first time ever. It's just that Rachel doesn't want to go to the future. She wants to see her family." So they agreed they would try again the next day. That's the end of chapter 9. Just wanted to say thank you for listening. We have one last chapter next week of Strange Time.
Bye. What's your favorite color? I hope you send us a color. What's your favorite episode? Or what's your favorite story? What's your name? Or what? Send us pictures or anything.
Yeah, and you can send us those at Saskia Stories. That's on Twitter. Bedtime Stories for the Discerning Child. Have a lovely week. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.